Sì, grazie, signora Pagliaschi, per il report on patient Carla Morimer, in case of fever dysphagia, chronic dysphagia. Patient in magazine, anesthesiologist. Here, history of chronic dysphagia. She said she had a neck surgery back done about 5-7 years ago. That time she said she was told she had damage of the throat, and she had been given a PEG tube, a feeding tube from 2015 to 2017. Which I pulled on later on. She had a speech study done, and with the swallowing gene study done by 2015-2016. I do not have any available details at this particular moment. She continued to have difficulty swallowing. She was evaluated at Shands Gainesville also back in 2015-2016. But she was referred to us for dysphagia evaluation. She's here for a pregnancy for the evaluation. So this is the Patient appears to be having a tortuous, dilated tortuous esophagus, raising suspicion the patient may have aplasia. In the proximal esophagus, there was a nodule noted. I didn't have the biopsy because I wasn't sure whether this is a semi-causal blood vessel or could this be a lymphoma. Could this be GIST tumor? If it's a person with complication, find the proximal esophagus nodule, rule out GIST, rule out lymphoma, rule out blood vessel, needs to be evaluated with upper endoscopic ultrasound. Number two, dilated tortuous esophagus, raises sufficient possibility of aplasia. Number three, patient, there's no retained food material in the esophagus. Number three, patient question sharp stomach bacteria like diagnosis. Number four, mild gastritis. No evidence of gastrointestinal obstruction, no evidence of hiatal hernia. Number four, mild duodenitis. Recommendation, away from the G-junction biopsy, if esophagus through a better esophagus comes up positive, better esophagus, repeat, and negative for this. If it comes up positive, better esophagus, but negative for dysplasia, repeat asking in 3 years. Number two, if we're going to refer the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the proximal esophagus and nodule, to Orlando ORMC. Number three, I'm going to also send the patient to Advent Health Orlando with Dr. Irtaza Anayat, IRTAZA, and last name INNAYET, for esophagus evaluation. This includes esophagus motility, studies to establish the diagnosis, to rule out the diagnosis of aplasia, and also the patient may have underlying other esophageal esophageal motility disorder. Or could this be like a pseudoeclesia? number four, other for the stomach bacteria, comes from having a final retreat service. Number five, soft food. Number six, other for the small bacteria, Celiac 2. End of decision, please send a copy to Dr. Farhan Sadi, copy to patient primary care provider. Dr. Shiva is April 23rd to 22nd, April 23rd to 22nd. Patients are no completion. Thank you.